Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Monday, everyone. It is Dom time. Filled up. We haven't had a chance to break down that stunning... What was it that Brit Hume said about Vice President Harris, that interview on Channel 6? She filled up the time. She ran out the clock with her essential emptiness. That's the best she can do to avoid questions. But, of course, the lead story today, and we have you covered, is the aftermath of the second assassination attempt on President Trump. And no, the Secret Service did not do well. And I know it's kind of rhetoric, but the Secret Service has to be made to protect this president. You know what I mean by that. They have to stop their clownish, and they are, protocols and nonsense. Stop it. He is the person who is threatened the most out there. That means all your inside baseball of Secret Service protocol sucks. And you have to stop it and give him full protection. He did not have, they were lucky yesterday. And even then, it took a concerned citizen who photographed the license plate to catch this maniac. And it's pretty clear to me, this was political. The other guy, I'm balanced on this, in Butler, I don't see it was political essentially toward Trump. That maniac wanted to kill a president, and he thinks somehow or another be glorified for it. This one, it's very clear, wanted to kill Trump. What do you mean? They're a hole ahead of him and they happen to see a rifle through the shrubbery. What about getting local law enforcement on every side of that? What about infrareds? What about drones? What about all? Well, he's not a president. We're not going to do that. And it appears no one can make them. And the media certainly is not going to make them do it. We're still waiting on the first one. Because they have their 60 days to report and they're lawyered up. If you're in the Secret Service, you can't lawyer up. You got to fess up. The nonsense that goes on with this agency. We have to win the presidency, win the Senate, win the House, and take this whole organization out. They're as bad as the FBI. They're still going to stand up there and say they're nonsense. And by the way, How much information have we got from the Fed? Several cops told me that over the weekend. If not for these sheriffs in Florida, we wouldn't know anything, and they tell us you're not going to know anything. It's ongoing, and move on now. What Trump has to do in his second term, better than the first term, is not just have the instincts to go after the swamp and the uniparty. It's to drill down, put people in who breathe this live in night and night and day, and take them on. That's what the Secret Service needs. It's outrageous to see this again. If you differ and think, oh my God, and I praise the Secret Service agent who opened fire, he'd probably be in trouble. That's probably another protocol they have. This is just an example, a little aside too, of how, because of lowering standards, DEI, and a God knows what else, how even an esteemed group, the Secret Service, has gone downhill. President Biden saying they need more help. They have the resources. If it's a few million more here and there, well, then spend that. I think we're all in agreement with it, but I don't think it's that. It's their protocols. He's not president. They're not going to protect him in the manner they would protect a president, even though the threat is incredible. They refuse to realize what it would mean to the country. You can just imagine if Trump is the worst. All right. Here's one of those sheriffs. Here is the sheriff that I talked about, the first sheriff, talking about the idea of what we know and how this happened. The idea that this is something where they're just not having enough forces to do the right thing here. This is cut 17, Jim.
Well, you got to understand, the golf course is surrounded by shrubbery. So when somebody gets into the shrubbery, they're pretty much out of sight. All right. And at this level that he is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around it. But because he's not, the security is limited to the areas that the Secret Service deems possible. So I would imagine that the next time he comes to the golf course, there'll probably be a little bit more people around the perimeter. But the Secret Service did exactly what they should have done. They provided exactly what the protection should have been, and their agent did a fantastic job.
All right. The first part, I agree. This sheriff can go to hell, too. All right, in the second part. Straight there. They did exactly what they... Did you hear what he said, too? What they deem possible. The Secret Service is not supposed to be deeming stuff possible. They're supposed to be all out. No, we deem this possible. They're protocols again. This is one of the biggest targets, if not the biggest. I'm sure Abraham Lincoln, Civil War. I'm trying to think of some others. This is the biggest target with the most consequence, arguably, let's put it that way, in American history. And they're deeming what's possible and what's not possible. Can somebody drag them in there again, not tomorrow, today, and ask them, what's this language mean? What do you mean deem possible? Is it you don't have enough money, you don't have enough resources, or you're not going to put the resources there? Because on your little chart and your little protocols, Trump does not come up to that. This is a mentality that, if it existed before, I didn't know about the Secret Service, that is completely unacceptable. The job is to protect these people. Well, we deem this possible, and we deem that not possible because they're in that category. You know what? It seems to me we need, I'm not sure if it's the president, it's the executive branch in the future, got to take over for the Secret Service. It's rotten to the core, and I'm not saying they're intentionally doing that. They're bureaucrats. We deem it possible. Is that what we want, what they deem possible, and we'll roll the dice for the rest of it? Now, the other part that came out of this, and Henry, do you have that CNN woman yet? Let me know when you do. Okay, we'll play you former Homeland Security, I think under Obama, saying that, oh, this is bad, and the Trump people are going to make this political. They're going to try to use it with voters. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, I'm not going to shut up for 50 days. It is political. We are going to use it. Absolutely. Well, you can't do that. Oh, really? What are you going to do about it? Of course it's political. If you get shot at once, almost killed, and the second time you're just playing a round of golf, and you got a maniac in the shrubbery, and they don't notice it till the gun pokes out, yeah, I think it's something that the American people recognize your courage for. Here is the former Homeland Security during the Obama years telling us, oh, the worst of this. This is going to be used politically.
I really, you know, I don't care what you feel about him or who the or Harris. Or, I mean, you know, this is the expectation that he will be safe. And the reason why this is, you know, in some ways, you said how close the election is. The problem is this is a safety issue that is being thrown into a very intense political environment in which the very fact of an assassination, a constitutional moment, because it's going to could have impacted voters, will be used for political purposes. And that to me is just exceptionally unfortunate, because whatever your beliefs are, we do deserve to have campaigns that are not where violence isn't being used as either a sword or a shield.
We are going to make it political because it is political. Everything's political. That's obvious. But what's also political is the Secret Service is an example of where we come in America, where it's not, failure's not an option. It's the new motto, what they deem possible. Wow. What they deem possible. Well, we're, you know, saying there's a small margin of error here that you might get shot under our watch, that we might let a guy in the shrubbery. I mean, to say they just can't tell local law enforcement, protect the whole golf course on the perimeter. Drones, infrared, we don't deem that possible. We don't feel like doing that here. Wouldn't you think you would be embarrassed after the first attempt and the second attempt? Just a guy in the shrubbery, just some maniac who crawls with this stuff. And it is political. He wanted to shoot Trump. I'm not sure if it's a combination. He didn't like what Trump did in Ukraine, where he was volunteering and they wouldn't take him there. He talked about MAGA as masters and slaves and all this stuff on social media. He crawls with it. And one of the ways you can tell this is political is this wasn't a guy wanting to go out in a blaze of glory. After he was shot at, he fled, didn't think he'd be caught. That's a tell. That's a tell that he wanted explicitly to kill Trump. Ideologically, whatever he thought would happen with the election. That's what it's about.
He had main character syndrome.
Yeah, that's exactly right. To define that, but I know.
Oh, he thinks he's the protagonist of the world. It's his show.
Yeah, exactly. This guy is traveling the world wanting to be a main player.
Yeah.
And even in Ukraine, to put him on the front lines, they rejected him. My God. Yep, exactly right. But he wants to take out Trump, not just anybody. He wasn't stalking Biden. He's got a long criminal history. Just outrageous. But even over the weekend on MSNBC, Jim, this is cut 12. Here's one guest saying that, yes, Donald Trump, this is at the core of it, is exactly Hitler and Benito Mussolini. That's why we have to take him out. And the people that do this believe that they will be recognized someday as heroic. And face it, any number of progressives would say, yeah, they are heroic. See, I'm not one that thinks they're just doing that Hitler thing just to do it politically. The craftier ones, like a Schumer or somebody like that, they may be. But a lot of them have convinced themselves, you got to stop this guy, whatever it takes. We just can't have this. It will be the end of the country. All right, here is the MSNBC guest laying that out.
Dr. Jackie, Reverend Dr. Jackie, give me your response to what Donald Trump is doing.
It is outrageous. It's horrifying, but it's expected from a fascist authoritarian person who wants to create havoc in this country, who wants to take us to Tara, Nazi Germany, I can't even talk, Nazi Germany. We exported racism, fascism to Nazi Germany. We exported South Africa, Donovan. We know how to do it. We're good at it. And let's not pretend that Donald Trump isn't exactly like Mussolini, exactly like Hitler. He is that guy. And I want to pick up where Tara was for just a second and say something to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a neighborhood, Jonathan. You and I both have white partners. I live in a neighborhood, a nice mixed neighborhood, with all kinds of people, including Republican people, who are nice people, who shovel your grass, who have care about the neighborhood, who care about the world, right? Y'all, you nice people don't want this guy just because your economy worked better for 5 minutes under his regime. You nice Christian, kind, loving, Jewish people, faithful people, you don't want this guy. We're not these people. We're not these people. And we're not going to get what we want if we elect this fascist, authoritarian weasel.
All right, there we go. Even in the middle of this, that's what we're seeing. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that we need do is just push pound 1210 and you'll get on board. So I think what the Secret Service is essentially saying is we are going to continue with this level of protection. Biden administration isn't going to do anything about that. You mean to say with all the bureaucrats, with all the stuff that's there, there's no mechanism even the House can at least make them think about using to punish them and stop this? And if elected, that's going to be one of the first orders of business. This cannot go on. They cannot make this decision. Well, you're not the expert. Yeah, we are the experts. We know what the consequences. We know how big of a target Trump is here. This guy I just saw on Fox, the suspect spent nearly 12 hours hanging around or near the golf course. 12 hours. Where's the level of, hey, what's that guy doing there? What are you doing there? We don't deem that possible to be looking at that. Yeah, it's not our job. You know, that's asking too much. So is that too much for the American public to say, look at the consequences? We don't want that. That they are going to say, based on protocol, they determine that this is the way that it should go. And that's it. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210. All right, let me give you the side question today. 40th anniversary of Miami Vice. Miami Vice around this time, this day, started a TV show that broke out, but a large part of it was the location. Miami, Miami Beach, that vibe, as much as any show that we've seen. So we're looking for either a TV show or a film. And you got to connect the dots on it, where location is almost a character. It's almost that human that the location matters so much. I'll take off the board The Wire, and I would argue Breaking Bad, what they did with the desert, the various around Albuquerque, that was a character. That was something they bled into it that they almost shouted out, hey, are you seeing where this is a character and what we're doing here? So The Wire and Breaking Bad. Henry, do you have one?
Yeah, I mean, sticking to that vein, I mean, another obvious one that should take off the board is one of the all-time classics in The Sopranos. I mean, that whole opening sequence, the opening title sequence, it takes you all from New York through North Jersey all the way to his house in North Caldwell.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think, you know, a show like that, as gritty as it is, North Jersey, very representative in that. Got to take it off the board.
Yeah, New York, they only tangentially, they call it the city. Occasionally, you know, it's North Jersey more that they're focusing in on than New York, which is, you know, a lot of things focusing on New York. It's North Jersey's the backdrop. Okay, that's the side question, 855-839-1210. You get on board, and should the Secret Service, should anybody say to them, what you're doing sucks? This is wrong. We don't care about your protocol. Well, we're the experts. Who are you to tell us this? It's obvious. It's obvious you've lost your way. I'm not even saying you want to do this to Trump. I'm saying, nope. Your protocols have nothing to do. You can't protect him. That's what this tells me. The guy was hanging around the golf course for 12 hours, somewhere in the vicinity or around. Don't you have advanced people? We don't deem that necessary for this. What has to happen here? You can just imagine that consequence. Now we'll see, because I hope politically we see another bump for Trump. We're starting to see some of the polling from the debate, and it helped to solidify Harris a bit, but she really hasn't gained here in any noticeable way that I can see. Now we're going to see over the next few days. And what the media is going to do is move off this as quickly as possible, go back to Springfield, Ohio, the animal story. That's their mission. That's where they're going. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you need to do is just push pound 1210. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. You got the side question. Hit us with that TV show or film that uses the location as a character almost. All right, that's what we're looking for. Now, the Secret Service stuff, even after the first attempt, I'm reading the coverage of USA Today, more anti-Trump stuff. They were able to prevent this due to the elevated support they had for the president. Just think about it. We've come to this point where our expectation of the Secret Service is that this nutbag by himself hanging around for 12 hours at the course. How did he know Trump would be playing there? He might have thought he plays on Sunday. Maybe that's a guess. Gets in the shrubbery and that's it. Oh, well, shrubbery. What are we going to do? We're only the Secret Service. 12 hours hanging around there. And there's no, you know, sniffing around, no sense of anything to keep this zone free of something like this. It ought to shock people, but they're arrogant. They're arrogant and they're saying they're going to do what they want because the party in power is not exactly crazed over stopping this. Does Trump have to hire people? Now, this would cause a real conflict to patrol the bushes and the perimeter. Is that what he has to do? Is that what you want, Secret Service? If you don't have enough resources, you don't have enough people. But they're not saying that. What they're saying is, what you heard the sheriff, what they deem possible. Again, he's not a president of the United States or a vice president. I mean, I think Dr. Jill Biden, the whole world's going to be tied up tonight. I'm not sure Biden himself is coming to the Eagles game. I know that she is to make another grand finale here, as if anyone wants her here. They'll tie up the world. So the threat is not what it is. It's just your pieces of paper and your flow charts. That's what the Secret Service is saying here. Is there a bigger threat? Have we seen anything like this? Answer is no. And in the wake of this, I mean, I don't think Vegas would give odds, but after two this close together, you got to think this is making other people seriously consider. They're not deterred by the Secret Service here. I'm wondering even if the agent that shot at this allegedly will not be reprimanded. You know, they seize the rifle sticking through the fence. They think one hole enough and a guy hanging around for 12 hours. So I don't know that there's a breach of knowing where Trump is other than this is the course he plays. The guy just hung around forever. So if it were 12 hours, I'm kind of thinking this guy's out there overnight. You mean to say they can't call on local law enforcement to have somebody riding up and down, to have some out there as a deterrent on the perimeter? No, they just chose they're not going to do it. That's what they're telling us. You saw the testimony. The second guy was even worse than the woman that testified. They're out of control. And it's another reason why we have to win. We have to stop groups like the leadership, the bureaucracy at least, of the Secret Service. You're not the expert on this. You mean your expertise says if that guy got a shot off, well, he gets a shot off. Can't prevent everything. Wow. That's essentially how I see this. This is even worse than some of the stuff we've seen before. This is clear malfeasance. But they're protected by saying they're the experts. You're not. I'm so tired of hearing that stuff when it's a common sense thing. You're determining you're not going to do it. He's not of that level. And you're basing it on just he's not currently in office. You're not basing it on the threat. You're not basing it on what this would mean to America. Doesn't that count for something? Let's go to Michael. He's in Wilmington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michael. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. There are kind of three things that jump out at me watching the coverage yesterday. and people talk about what a success was capturing the guy first. We know that the Secret Service sees the shooter, apparently fires on him, and misses him. So that's a fail, right? Should have been taken out or at least severely injured. So they miss him, number one. Number two, only purely by chance is there a citizen who sees him get in and actually has his phone and takes a picture of the license plate. And the guy's captured not nearby, but between 40 minutes and an hour away.
Right.
So if the guy had any, if he was, so the next attempted shooter will probably say, you know what, I'll use a stolen vehicle or I'll switch cars, unlike the last idiot. If he had switched cars or used a stolen vehicle, he'd be gone. And we'd have no idea who he was or where he came from. And then, you know, so when people talk about this as being a success, it was another unmitigated failure covered up by two lucky scenarios. One, he didn't get a shot off. Heard an interesting comment about why golf courses are good targets, because you'll know that someone has to be on the tee and they have to be on the green, and usually those are closely, you know, approximate. So if someone's looking for a target location, you know the guy golfs. Time magazine four days ago has a picture of him in the golf. You know, it doesn't take a lot to figure that out. Hey, if he's going to play golf, we'll probably play golf there. And I'll get a target. You can go to any clubhouse and get a map of the course or go online and say, okay, there's the tee and there's the fair and there's the green, and that's my target zone. How do I park for that? It's not that complicated.
Right. But you to hang around for 12 hours, imagine, before the shooting.
Right. And you'd think what I just said, I'm no genius. I'm just a regular person. Secret Service obviously would have people who would have said, okay, how do we protect the golf course? Especially, what are the vantage points on greens and tees? Because every golfer has to go to those two, whatever they do right. on the hole,
exactly.
They have to go to the places. And where are the vantage points on those? And are we going to pre-clear the course before he goes out there? And obviously they didn't do it again. And then who knows what the excuse is, but it's not that complicated. If the guy had not had someone there take a picture of his camera, of his car, he would have gotten away. And why did the Secret Service miss on the shot? No one says anything about that. And then, you know, we're all saying, oh, it's Trump's fault, the rhetoric and all that. People clearly know, if you look at the guy's social media, he's clearly primed by CNN and MSDNC, who make the case that he's an existential threat. And there are enough nutcases out there in the world that are going to view themselves as heroes.
Exactly. Thank you. Right. But this is different than the guy on the rooftop. That one, I don't know that he was targeting Trump. It was a target of opportunity. This one, it's targeting Trump. As far as not hitting him, in fairness there, you got the fence and you got the shrubbery. Yeah, that should be looked at, too. But he's right. Those are the two things as a golfer that you're going to be doing. Every hole, you're going to be on the tee, and then you're going to be on the green. How you get there in between, you could be 100 yards any different way. I'm still amazed that he's hanging around 12 hours, and they're not asking local law enforcement to take that. This isn't a complicated scenario here, you know, that's that intense. No, they are sticking to the fact that we determine all this stuff. Not you. That's the part, the arrogance, the protocols, their protocols. Do we have to be, to Michael's point, do we have to be geniuses here? No, we don't. They're not geniuses either. This is a bureaucratic thing. Maybe some of it is filtered by the fact that the leadership doesn't like Trump. Who knows? Even worse, it could be just filtered by the fact that we're going to do what we want. I'd love to see this testimony. They got to call them in soon. This is even more than the last time. That arrogant guy who's the acting now. Well, we deem this possible. What do you mean you deem this? Spit it out. Do you actually need more money, more resources? We ought to be doing that today. They don't seem to be saying that. They're saying this is the level he, quote, deserves. Think about that. That ought to just shock people. And I'm not even saying it's conspiratorial. I'm sure deep down in recesses has something to do with Trump. But it has to do with arrogance. It has to do with the fact that they've been screwing up for quite a while. This agency is not what we were led to believe. The woman that was in charge over the weekend. I won't play it. We had Josh Hawley on, the woman that was in charge in Butler. According to Hawley and his whistleblowers, had failed two recent performance tests for the Secret Service and yet is in charge. This is what they are. And mixed in is this arrogance. That sheriff covering up for them, saying that's what they deem possible. That's what they told us. What would it take for local law enforcement, for drones, for infrared to be used? And that's the thing today that we ought to be looking at. Who in America can make them do the right thing? And the answer is apparently no one at this point. Now, I got to believe Congress has some power in some way, shape, or form. I'm talking about even if it's just annoying to them. They ought to subpoena them. They ought to subpoena them and bring them in to testify every day then. Just go after them, the head of this organization. Just do that at least. Get them on the record till we get to the bottom of this. Can they withhold money from them? Well, we hear from the other side, well, that will do exactly what you seem to not want. They won't give more protection. How do we get to a point where this life and death, and it's not just life and death of Trump, it's what this would do to the country. Now, Scott Presler is coming on today at 1:30. He's got exciting news of what's happening here in Pennsylvania. But in addition to that, he's got a lot to say about this, how he believes his volunteers are energized. You see what the stakes are here. They're even higher than we can imagine. So bring them in. For once, clarify something. Are you saying you don't have enough personnel? I think they're going to say, no, we're not saying that. All right, side question two. Hit us with a place that's almost like a location. Think TV or a film. I'd be interested in hearing film throughout the show, too, so that we get one where it's a major player. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Dr. Gargano's show. Welcome in. You got the side question and more details coming out by the moment on the alleged shooter of the Secret Service. Here is, and I've been on this show this weekend, MSNBC show with Alex Witt, asking, well, will the Trump campaign now, will the Trump campaign tone down their rhetoric? I mean, they've been shot at or once, and they could have been shot at twice. Don't you think that should send them a message to tone down your rhetoric? Here's how it sounded.
You expect there to be calls from within the Trump campaign to do that because he's going to reach out to his supporters and say, let's take this down. We do not know, again, the source of any gunshot or gunshots. We don't know who's responsible for this. The whole thing has yet to be 100% confirmed from start to finish how this all played out. But do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was talk of a new tone. And then the Republican convention was, by Trumpian standards, muted. And it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started. So I don't know how long this could, you know, this moment of unity for the country where we come together and we say, I don't want any political opposition to be under threat of violence. It's not okay, any threat of violence, you know, we don't want. I would love for us to have a unity type moment, but I think it's probably going to be pretty fleeting, as we've seen in the past.
Ladies, the elephant in the room, clowns. Democrats did not stop instantly after being shot in the ear. They kept on with the Hitler talk. Don't you get it? This is an obvious thing.
We just played a clip from MSNBC of
over
a woman
the weekend
calling him Hitler.
Yes, and Mussolini, and they go back and forth with Hitler. We got the newsreader, that's Sarah Haynes. They don't have to pull it, Henry. It's too dopey. On The View saying, well, maybe we need to do something around the First Amendment. You know, hate speech is the last thing right before violence.
Think about what the ladies on The View, these dopes, have called Trump. Think about how much they incite that. I'll give you a name, just to Claire McCaskill, who is so esteemed on the Morning Joes of the world. She calls him Hitler more than anybody else. So if you keep on doing that, this is at a level that's different. Nobody's been called this before and consistently in this manner. It's one thing to say they'd be an awful president. You can lie all that you want about X, Y, or Z, what they would do. That's politics. It's quite another to keep on with the Hitler, even more than they get tired of Mussolini. Fascists, they get tired of that. They go right to Hitler. And they will go to Hitler within the week. They're not going to stop with that. That's one of the biggest plays. Dobbs and democracy. Remember? Josh Shapiro, all over national TV yet. He's on a bus tour, the reproductive rights bus tour. Can you imagine? It's an endless thing. I'll play you a little bit later on. At 1 o'clock hour, we'll start. The interview that Vice President Harris did. I know the person in interview him, good guy, and he asked reasonable questions. I don't know if a follow-up was not allowed. Just move on to the next question. But she didn't even take a passing glance at answering it. And I don't think it's just because she's cunning. I just think this was her first interview alone. It was a layup question, but she has no answer. She's empty. And that is, well, how are you going to get a handle on inflation? I thought she might ask, well, we already have. The rate of inflation is going down. Then there might have been a follow-up saying, well, yeah, but the inflation that's baked in, how are we going to unbake it, so to speak? It's among her most awful moments. Walls asked the similar question. He's on a tour, too, with the local, you know, TV, not all ABC. I think this was in Michigan. He says, well, it's climate. Climate's driving it. If we just get a handle on that, inflation won't be so bad. Lester Holt will play you, saying the same thing these dunces just said about, is Trump going to turn down his rhetoric? When is that going to happen? 855-839-1210. I think at the heart of it, though, too, is that they're not going to stop that. That's the card they have. That's what they're going to play. That we just seem to be powerless to protect Trump here. And I'm not even saying it's a conspiracy. I'm saying we're letting the Secret Service say we're going to do whatever the hell we want. This is a glaring example of people in Washington that have to be brought to heel. And no, I'm not going to be backed off by saying, well, they're the expert. You can only back us off so far with the expert this and that and the other. No, you're not on this. You're making a call. It's not an expertise. Well, we only have X. What do you expect us to do? It's they won't budge away from the designation. Even if they had all the resources in the world, I think they were saying, we're not going to do that. You know what that would do to our flow charts here? Oh, my God. Everybody would be getting this. So I'm arguing the Secret Service is not assessing the threat level that's unparalleled and the damage it would do to the country. They're just saying pretty much someone like Dr. Jill Biden. Well, she gets this level of service and Trump's not in office. This happened before. Now, are there other things built into that? Who knows? There's going to be a report out this week, exactly what they did in Butler. We're going to see where that leads. By the way, the wife of former White House staffer, Vindman, who's running for some office, his wife, she tweets out in the middle of this, what's the big deal? No ears were harmed. You know, keep a list, every single one of them. Go up and down the line. Get elected, then take care of business here. And the Secret Service got to be up there near the top. How in the world can they, in the middle of this, not be a calming force to say, yeah, we looked at everything here and we need more. We're going to put more personnel into this. We're going to do other things here. They're not going to do it. They're rolling the dice. And it's not just Trump's life. What would they do if Trump says, well, I'm going to hire private security Pinkertons, call them what you will. I'm going to have them on the perimeter. I'm going to have them doing X, Y, and Z. Since you won't go into the shrubbery, I'm going to put some landscapers out there. But you can't do that. We're the Secret Service. They want to tell you what you can't do, but they won't do what they should do. Is there any doubt at how bad this is? Now, we had Don Trump Jr., and he and Eric Trump was on. They said the same thing, and no one was pushing him around to do it, that the agents they interacted with were great. But they see what the direction is. And it's, and not only that, it fuels the idea, well, they want something to happen to Trump. That idea becomes more apparent. I'm more in the camp. I'm open to it. Some of them there. I'm more in the camp that they're going to do what they want. Now, if this were somebody else other than Trump, would they relent? Yeah, I think they might. They're just telling you, no, we're going to keep it this level. Is anybody asking them that? Can you ever get an answer from these people? All I could say is, my advice to Jim Jordan, he comes back on another, subpoena them, bring them in again. Bring them in 20 times. Just do it every day. Oh, you're browbeating them. They put their life on the line here and all. We're talking about the leadership. Bring them in. All right, more of your calls coming. I'm coming to you on the side question too. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. Got the side question. The main course today, the aftermath of the second assassination attempt. And I just see local law enforcement, all these guys apprehending the guy. All it would take is to have a guy walking up and down the golf course, pretend like he's chipping or practices putting. This guy's here 12 hours. Yo, what are you doing here? This guy will run, then you get him then. Is it complicated? We deem that not to be possible. That's the Secret Service. Both Trumps that I've had on, Don Jr., behind the scenes and in person this week, spoke highly of the people willing to put their lives on the line, etc. It's the attitude, though, that they're deciding. This is what I'm writing about, and I'm saying to you, they're deciding they're not going to see this as an existential threat. People coming out of the woodwork to get Trump because of all this rhetoric, et cetera. And they're going to do what they're going to do. And they're telling you there's nothing you're going to do about it during this period of time. Whatever happens, that happens. So what are they going to do? If you were Trump, would you say, I'm hiring private security on the perimeter then? That's what we're going to do. Can't do that. My God, the Secret Service? You don't trust them? Well, right here, their game plan, I don't trust. This is not, well, you know, we're a hole ahead here when you're playing golf. We had a great caller, a guy from Wilmington who called and said, yeah, a shooter can stake out. They know on any hole, and they look for the best one. What is a vantage point? And many times, you would have two areas. Because the tee on the next hole often is not too far, depending, from the green. Particularly, maybe if it's a par three, something like that. It's like a little curve and goes off in another direction, but you're within the sight of a shooter. So they have two times to fire away at you. Putting, when everybody's just standing on the green forever, then on the tee. It's a simple thing. Let me see. John in Roxburgh. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how's it going?
Good.
Good to be with you.
Thanks, John.
There's a lot of talk about, you know, Trump wasn't even supposed to be there. It was a last-minute decision. But somebody's got to be feeding information out. I mean, I try not to be a conspiracy theorist.
Well, let me give you an alternative for that. I mean, not dismissing it, John. It's rational given what we've seen. But Trump routinely plays there, and if he's playing there, he's going to play on Sunday. Do you know that Fox just reported he was there around that area for 12 hours? See what I'm saying? He was taking a gamble and staking it out that Trump might be coming. At 12 hours he was hanging around.
Right. Right. I mean, all of it just doesn't add up. I mean, it can't. The Secret Service can't be that incompetent.
No,
they just don't make any sense.
No, they are this arrogant, though, John. That's the point. Anybody in the world knows you don't just have protection around a president, but when he's golfing, you can't take up every line of sight. You're not going to be there like the caddy when Trump's putting. So you have to have people on the perimeter that walk up and down, or at least have a post, so no one can come up to the fence and fire at him. Yeah.
Dom, I was thinking while I was on hold. I drive the city all the time, and there could be construction on any block. And you know what's with that construction on every block? Usually a police cruiser.
Yes. Yeah. That's a great point, John. Yeah, we have cops all over the place. Every regatta they have there on the drive, they have like a dozen cops out there, right? Put one of them standing there and saying, hey, get out of here, to the sky. That's a great point, John. Thank you. Yeah, we have enough cops. They apparently didn't ask local law enforcement, as far as we know. The local law enforcement, the sheriff said, well, they deemed it not to that level. Since you hear this word, deem it, with the Secret Service. How's that gone, Secret Service? And again, you're not going to defend because of the bravery of people to put their life on the line. We'll take a bullet. It's an outfit, let's face it, I believe, at least at the top. They don't care for Trump. They don't want Trump to be coming in. So when they say they're making a judgment based on their expertise, or whenever you hear the word protocol, you know, that's a word we have to challenge, your protocol. Now, what's a protocol? That they get 60 days to file a report on anything. Is that a good protocol? No. We should demand within 48 hours they have the preliminary report. Within a week, the next level of report. And then every week afterward, we get an update of what they've learned. Do you like my protocol or their 60-day protocol? The protocols again. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Hey, what a great NFL weekend. And you have another chance to start the season with a big return on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place that first $5 bet on tonight's game. I'll take Barkley over rushing hours. I'll take Kyle Pitts anytime touchdown. Some people would say, take A.J. Brown over receiving yards. No, don't do that.
Well, he's not playing.
That's right. I'll take Goddard over receiving yards. Ooh. Since I think they're going to cover Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown not playing, I don't have confidence in the other guy. Long story, take the tight end tonight for over receiving yards.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, okay. You have anything on tonight, Sam?
Yeah, I'd say Saquon Barkley over 18.5 receiving yards. I'm with you on the tight end line.
That's all they have for him, 18
yeah,
and a half?
Very low, right? Seems
wow.
Very reasonable.
I think they're going to try to block the run against him, but I don't think they're covering him out of the backfield. Man, yeah. You may want to bet that one straight up, just right alone.
Absolutely.
They know their stuff, but I got to go on FanDuel during the break. My God, 18 and a half receiving yards. That's potentially three catches, maybe two. Wow. Just visit FanDuel.com, bet that one, /Dom to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You have to be 21-plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.